Hello, hello, and welcome to the New Mindset Who Dis podcast. My name is Case Kenny at case.kenny on Instagram, and this is my weekly podcast where I create short, no BS episodes dedicated to helping you be the person you're meant to be, leave your comfort zone, and live a fulfilling and purposeful life. Let's go. Right, welcome to episode 62. So I get inspired in a lot of weird ways, a lot of different ways, but more often than not, it's something that I saw on the internet, on Instagram, or like a meme or something like that. And this episode is no exception. You might be wondering why I named it That's Showbiz, Baby. I'm going to tell you that, but it started with this meme I saw the other day, and I've actually seen it before, but I always thought it was really funny. The meme basically said, it said, every morning I ask my dog the usual before pouring her food into the bowl, and neither of us think it's funny, but that's showbiz, baby. And I just thought that was funny. Maybe I'm alone in thinking that's funny, but that's showbiz, baby. Or, you know, more literally speaking, that's life for you. You know, this idea that that shit happens, that things happen, that life goes on, it happens. Good things happen, bad things happen, not so great things happen. But they're all bound to happen as you grow older. That's life for you. That's showbiz, baby. You know, it's going to happen. So in this episode, I want to talk about what we should do with this. What can we do knowing that these things are going to happen in our lives? You know, I'm going to talk about how we can live great, happy, fulfilling lives, even when, you know, shit gets thrown our way. And I think it's with this mentality that's kind of like, oh, that's showbiz, baby, combined with the quiet, moving forward confidence of big dick energy, like those two things combined. You know, with that mentality, I think you'll be fine. You'll be more than fine. You'll be great. You'll be armed to always be moving forward. So I'm going to talk about that. I'm really excited to talk about it. Now, before I get into it, just a quick note to make sure that you're subscribed to the pod. I do these episodes every Monday and every Wednesday. So if you're listening on iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, or wherever, just hit the subscribe button and you'll get these episodes as soon as they're released. Alternatively, you could always just follow me on Instagram at case.kenny. I definitely remind you there. I tend to do that a lot, beat people over the head with the fact that, hey, I have a podcast. You could also just shoot me a DM there. We could shoot the shit, whatever. I do love chatting with you all. So either way, appreciate you all. Appreciate all the love. It's really, really, it means a lot to me. So let's get into it. You know, as always, you know, I was thinking about, well, you know, what do I want to talk about today? And I had that meme idea in the back of my head. But then I was kind of thinking back on some of the things that I've said in previous episodes. You know, I've talked a lot about how you need to be intentional with your life. I think I probably said that you need to move from the passenger seat to the driver's seat like a dozen times or something. You know, I'm a big analogy guy. I've talked about how I think we shouldn't be so passive in our lives and that we need to kind of grab the bull by the horns. There's another analogy. You know, basically the idea here being that we can choose the direction of our life or it could be chosen for us. You know, and I, for one, advocate for the former. You know, I want to choose my life's direction and the people in it and just everything about it rather than it being chosen for me or it being the result of some randomness or luck. But, you know, in true case fashion, I think I've also said the direct opposite. I said that sometimes, you know, sometimes you got to sit back and let Jesus take the wheel, that you just got to, you know, be enthusiastic for whatever life throws your way, no matter if you've planned for it or if it was your intention all along, you know, because sometimes life brings great things your way, things that you didn't necessarily want or need. But, you know, you should welcome them regardless and not fight them. You know, I've said that. And now that I've said these two kind of schools of thought side by side, I'm like, wow, you know, I sound like one heck of a hypocrite. You know, how can you take my advice seriously when I'm telling you to do these two contrasting things? So I was thinking about that. And I think the answer here is that life is all about balance. Seriously, I think it's that simple. Balance. It's the key to everything. Balance is what keeps you from enduring extreme ups and downs, from being super happy one day to being really down on yourself the next. It's what keeps you going when you're, you know, only making small amounts of progress towards that thing you're working on, whatever, you know, it's balance. You know, and having just turned 30, you know, and I've had a lot of things happen to me in the past, call it 9-10 months, more than have really happened in my previous 29 years. And I've really come to learn that sometimes life throws a bunch of shit your way, shit that you definitely didn't want, didn't need. And, you know, you would seemingly be much happier if you could avoid it entirely. But at the same time, I've come to be thankful for those things because, as the title of this episode suggests, that's showbiz, baby. That's life for you. And that's what I'm going to talk about today, that when life gives you lemons and really just tries to fuck with your happiness, you know, the happiness that you've worked so hard to create and have and maintain and build, that when life does that to you, that you should realize that, you know, that's showbiz and you should appreciate it for what it is, a learning opportunity. And I know that sounds super simple, a bit cliche, kind of vague, but you know, but take it from me. I've had a lot of shit happen to me this year, and I'll go into that, but I'm thankful for it all because the showbiz that you experience in life, you know, showbiz is in quotes here. It's an analogy if you're not picking up on that. You know, the more showbiz you experience, the more complete you become. Complete to the point where the more and more you've experienced and endured and grown from as a result, you know, you'll look forward with a new mindset, a new way of thinking that kind of is like new mindset who dis, you know, the title of the podcast, full circle here. But, you know, to dive into it, I'll lighten things up a little bit. I'll reference the movie Old School, absolute classic movie. Will Ferrell, Vince Vaughn, Luke Wilson, whole cast of hilarious people. But there's a scene early on in the movie where Luke Wilson's character is, he's like giving a wedding speech, but he's hammered. And he was just cheated on by, I think it was his wife or his fiance or someone that he was really serious about. And he's giving this speech about love, or he's supposed to be talking about love. And then he starts to kind of devolve and he goes in on his personal problems and he goes, yeah, he's like, true love is hard to find. Sometimes you think you have true love and then you catch the early flight home from San Diego and a couple of nude people jump out of your bathroom blindfolded like a goddamn magic show ready to double team your girlfriend. And at that point, Vince Vaughn cuts him off. But I use that as an example of what life does to you sometimes. Sometimes it totally does fuck with your happiness in your life and it turns everything upside down. But I hate to say it, that's showbiz, baby. You know, it's unfortunate, but that kind of stuff happens in life. You know, that's life for you. You know, and that's a silly example. And I think in the movie, you know, Luke Wilson's character is better off and yada, yada. But the point I'm trying to make here is that bad shit happens in life. That happens to everyone. It happens all the time. And I guarantee you that it's going to happen to you. And the question is, you know, how are you going to react to it? How are you going to move forward? You know, you can let it consume you. You can let it define you in a bad way. You can let it essentially tear down and erode all of those great, fulfilling, and happy moments you've had to date. Or you can look at it head on and say, yeah, that's showbiz, baby, and appreciate it for what it is, a moment to learn, to reflect, and to become whole. And that sounds like a little, you know, apathetic. I'm not advocating for you to become emotionalist and just be like, oh, that's fucked up, you know, far from it. You know, when bad shit happens to you in life, I want you to care. I want you to really care. I want you to be emotional, to let it affect you. I want you to recognize it, to be with it, to sit with it, to let it sit with you. But then I want you to see it for what it is. Showbiz, right? Life. It's life. And if you want to get, in my opinion, the most out of life, you have to see more and experience more and let it, those things become part of you. That's those things, those experiences, those moments, those are what make you wise and a person with perspective. Those moments are what give you an opinion. They power you. They power how you think. It's what moves you from being naive to being just a powerful adult. And I don't know about you, but I'm excited for learning experiences, for learning opportunities, you know, even ones that hurt, frankly, because it's kind of like, you know, people say, oh, you're leaving the classroom and going out into the real world. You know, you could read all the books you want. You could watch all the movies you want about the things that life throws one's way, right? Heartbreak, death, failure, success, love, wins, losses, massive influence, everything, all that. You can consume books and movies about that. And you could always just wonder, you know, how would I live if I had those things in my life? You know, you could just hypotheticals. But I, for one, would rather experience those things, those bad things, not in like a masochistic, I want to feel pain kind of way. That's weird. I'm just saying that I've become self-aware enough to know now that I don't know what I don't know, but I want to know. I want to know how I would react and feel if those things happened to me, because I'm convinced that I'm so much more powerful and confident and well-rounded and just armed with perspective when I come to experience those things in my life personally. But again, don't get me wrong. They suck, right? They're horrible. The things hurt in life. You know, this year was a bit of a whirlwind for me. You know, breakups, family issues, business issues, a lot of ups and downs. A lot happened to me. I won't go into too many specifics, but let's just say like it was a lot of showbiz for me, for sake of analogy. But coming out of it and still in the midst of it, like I'm fine. I'm fine with it because, you know, I know that I'm fortunate to be able to endure and experience those bad things, but at the same time to still be able to be healthy, great friends, financially stable, doing what I love. You know, I have all those things, but now I also have the mark of those bad experiences and I can carry them with me in a good way, you know, because they make me wiser and more armed to just truly hone in on what makes me happy in the long run. Cool. So the point here is simply being that when bad things happen, when frustrating things happen, when things don't go your way, accept it for what it is. It's showbiz. And roll with the punches. Take it and know that you now have powerful perspective in your life. But to go back to my original point, it's like, how exactly do you balance that idea with wanting to be powerful and intentional and forward facing and just a lean forward kind of badass person? How do you balance that mentality of somewhat passive acceptance with the whole peacock, big dick energy vibe that I've been, you know, trying to impress upon you? Well, yeah, I was thinking about that and I wanted to have something really profound to say, but I don't know, to be honest, because it's not easy, but I was able to scrape together a couple thoughts here. And I think these are helpful. These are like three things that I think will really help you here. I'll rattle them off and then I'll go into them. The first is that you need to stop overthinking things. The second is that you need to believe in something. You need to believe in something that guides you when things are good and also when things are bad. And third is that you need to do everything in your power, everything you can to figure out what it is that makes you tick. And in the context of what I discussed here, I think these three called mindsets, mentalities will really help you and will enable you to naturally find a balance between accepting what life throws your way as just, that's just showbiz, while at the same time also being extremely active in your life to ensure that you do everything in your power to bring more good than bad into your life, more happy than sad, you know, more fulfilling than frustrating into your life. So to the first point, you know, to offer balance, I think we need to stop overthinking things. And I've said that so many times on this podcast, but I think it's worth hearing again in this context. And that if you're like many people, if you're like myself, you're kind of always in your head. You're always thinking about hypotheticals, things that might happen, things that might not happen. I think that's always, always, always a losing equation. You know, rather than that, I think we can accept that life is showbiz, baby, and instead focus on appreciating the things that we do have, the people who are in our life right now, and the path that we're on. And just accept that showbiz is going to happen. Those things are likely going to change, but, you know, those things aren't in your control. So there's no point in getting lost in the sauce of your own thoughts. You know, and I've really intentionally lived by this lately, you know, to take a step back and just truly allow myself to know that I can control some things and I can't control other things. And again, that's showbiz. That's life. I can't control the fact that I don't know all the answers to the questions I might have. And I'm happy, I'm eager to let life teach them to me for myself, to teach me those things, to teach me those lessons while I exert effort in areas that I can control. And that kind of leads me to my second point. That, you know, I can't control what life throws my way, but I can control what I stand for, what I believe in, something, multiple things that guide me, again, whether things are good or bad. you know? And if you don't, because if you don't stand for something, if you don't have something foundational to root you and ground you in life, if you aren't centered in some way, I found that showbiz life can really have a negative effect on you. It can really tend to overwhelm you and profoundly kind of just unfortunately negate all the progress that you've made. You know, it becomes you in a negative way. And again, I don't want that. I don't want it for you. I don't want it for myself. And I think the antidote here is having something to believe in, something that excites you and gives you purpose. And I don't have a process or a checklist for this, for what this might look like, but I think you know, it should be something personal. I'm not overly religious, but it could be religion, sure. Could be some simple practice of spirituality. It could be the simple use of your unique talents, your resources, your skills to contribute to the world. Could be inspiring others to be in better shape, to be creative, to be athletic, to write, to sing, whatever. And if you're thinking that you don't have any talents, I disagree with you. But for the sake of argument, I could say, well, you could just be, you know, principled and empathetic towards people and driven to learn from others and driven to inspire others and make them happy to, you know, pass on your knowledge to them. Things like that. Really just simple way to look at something that's grounding you. You know, for me, I'm pretty grounded in this idea that I stand for empathy, that no matter what I do or what other people do, that we're all bound by certain commonalities, that we're all human. We all live in the same world at the same time. And for some reason, for me, that is such a powerful realization. It grounds me that no matter what I'm going through, I'm not alone. No matter what someone else is going through, I know that they're not alone. And, you know, it just makes me realize that we're all incredibly powerful, creative, talented, resourceful people, and that will survive no matter what. And I'm really grounded by that. So when things are good, I know that. When things are bad, I know that. When I'm meeting new people, when I'm interacting with, you know, old people that I know for a long time, that grounds me. You know, I'm very valued on that. And last, the third thing that drives me to this whole balance idea is, you know, this whole, you know, that's showbiz, baby. But also, it's not because you need to be hungry. You know, it's this idea that I am extremely hungry to know who I am. And I think that is beyond crucial. You know, a desire to truly know who you are, to not just have a simple surface level answer to the question, but to truly know and to not deny anything about yourself in favor of an easier or more acceptable answer. To truly know what you like, what you don't like, to know what drives you and what doesn't, to know what upsets you, to know what makes you come alive, to know what makes you uncomfortable. And, you know, to be honest, if you truly want that for yourself, which I think you should, then you should be okay with this whole that's showbiz baby idea, because when you want this for yourself, you're keenly aware that the only true way to grow and to understand what makes you tick is to live more, to live through more, to live through more experiences, good and bad, and the unique perspective that those offer. And life has that to offer you, you know? So no matter what, you win. You win and you grow and you come into your own. And that, my friends, I think is showbiz in a nutshell. So I'll end it right there. This is a rather short episode, but I think I had everything. I said everything I wanted to say, but I hope you found it valuable. Again, make sure you're subscribed to the podcast. You can do that wherever you're listening, iTunes, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Play. Just hit subscribe. You'll get these episodes as soon as they're released every single Monday, every single Wednesday. Also, be sure to holler at me on Instagram at case.kenny. I love chatting with you all there. Drop me some feedback, comments. I'll comment back. I always respond. So that's it. Until next episode, I'm out.